This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Noe Sandoval. Date of birth, July the 17th, 1963. Case ID number is 677-4768. Date of exam, August the 24th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Chevy C. Lee, M.D., dated 1/11/2023 and 12/7/20. Also, an orthopedic surgery note from Dr. Raul Marquez, dated 5/1/2023, identifying information. This is a 60-year-old divorced male with three grown children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of left eye blindness and decreased right eye vision, comma, back pain, comma, left rotator cuff tear of the left shoulder, comma, and left knee repair secondary to a fracture. History of allegations. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment day was in 2021, where he worked for the Budweiser company for 29 years. During that time, he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives with his brother, and he's not receiving disability benefits. Allegation number one, left eye blindness with decreased vision of the right eye. Number two, back pain. Number three, left rotator cuff tear of the shoulder. And number four, left knee repair secondary to a fracture. History of allegation, left eye blindness with decreased vision of the right eye. The claimant states that in 2017, he started to lose vision of both eyes from glaucoma, but especially of the left eye. The claimant has had cataracts of both eyes, but suffers from severe glaucoma, and states that he lost his eye vision from glaucoma on the left eye completely. The claimant has problems with both eyes, and he does wear glasses. His Snellen vision today was OD uncorrected, 20/70, pinhole is 20/70, monocular uncorrected is 20/70, OS 20/blind. The claimant cannot see from his left eye at all at this time. The claimant states his night vision as well as his peripheral vision, especially for the left eye, is very poor. The claimant has a history of eye surgery of both eyes and did have a shunt placed in 2006 to help relieve the pressure in his left eye, which did not work, and the claimant eventually went blind. The claimant at this time has decreased vision of the right eye, but also has glaucoma and cataract formation. The cataract was removed in 2021, and a shunt was placed. And the claimant is being treated conservatively with eye drops for glaucoma. The claimant did not bring his eye drops with him at this time. His condition is guarded secondary to losing already left eye vision. Allegation number two, lumbar sacral back pain. The claimant states that on January the 4th, 2021, the claimant was hit by a car in a motor vehicle accident and injured his lumbar sacral back area. He states the character of the pain is a cramping spasm pain located in the lumbar sacral back area, which does not radiate to any one of his legs. No surgeries were performed. His limitations include being able to walk 1 mile, comma, stand for 30 minutes, comma, sit for 20 minutes, comma, lift approximately 2 pounds above his head, and bend over to pick up clothes. He has no assistive devices he uses, and his physician is Dr. Raul Marquez. His daily activities include doing light housework, and the laundry, and occasionally walking. The claimant states he does not sleep during the day or watch TV, and does not go to the grocery store, cook, or do any other exercise. He does not have a regular physician at this time and has not seen a chiropractor or a physical therapist except for an eye doctor and an orthopedic surgeon. His medications include Tylenol 650 milligrams QD, which does give him some relief. He was diagnosed with an L1/L2/L3 compression fracture, which healed on its own. His condition at this time is stable. Allegations number 3 and 4, left rotator cuff tear of the shoulder and left knee repair. The claimant states that also on January 4, 2021, he injured his left shoulder and sustained a rotator cuff tear, which has not been treated at this time. It was diagnosed, but no approval for surgery was done. The claimant also sustained trauma to the left knee and had a fracture of the left tibia. Surgery was performed to repair the fracture, which was an open reduction internal fixation of the tibia, and apparently was done arthroscopically. He also had 2 torn meniscus and medial knee pain, which were also repaired. The claimant previously had a fracture of the ankle, of the left ankle, when in 1980 from another accident, which was repaired with an open reduction internal fixation as well. He states that he also suffers from osteoarthritis because of the injuries. His symptoms include swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that he usually feels in the morning. His limitations include being able to walk 1 mile, stand for 30 minutes, climb 6 steps with the rail, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. He is right-handed dominant. And lift approximately 2 pounds above his head. He is unable to use a skillet because he is blind. He has no assistive devices, and his physician was Dr. Raul Marquez. At the present time, he is taking Tylenol 650 milligrams QD, which does give him relief. He states the only activity he does is walking. The claimant also states that he fell in July of 2023 on his right shoulder and has difficulty using his right shoulder, but no MRI was performed to evaluate his condition. Family history: the father is 98 and died of old age. The mother is 89 and died of dementia. Medications: Tylenol 650 milligrams QD. Medical problems: rotator cuff tear of the left shoulder, and no surgery has been performed. He also has a right shoulder injury, which may entail another rotator cuff tear. Decreased vision with left eye blindness and right eye cataract formation. Glaucoma, Major surgery. The claimant had a open reduction internal fixation of the tibia of the left knee with arthroscopic surgery and repair of two torn meniscus. He also has a history of left ankle fracture with open reduction internal fixation performed in 1980. His condition appears to be stable at this time. He does have osteoarthritis secondary to the injuries. History of L1, L2, L3 wedge compression fractures, which appear to be stable of the lumbar sacral spine area. The claimant also has a right shoulder injury, which may be another torn rotator cuff. The claimant also has a history of a left eye shunt performed in 2006 with cataract removal with poor results. He also has a right eye shunt performed in 2021 with a cataract removal, also with appears to be stable at this time. Social history, the claimant denies any history of smoking. The claimant states that he does drink a six-pack per day for 47 years. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.0 Fahrenheit, weight 204 pounds, height 5 feet 11 inches, BP 152 over 93 mmHg, heart rate 68 beats per minute, respiration 15 respirations per minute, BMI 28.5. General. This is a 60-year-old male who appears to be his stated age and is in mild acute distress secondary to not being able to see. He also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you drop down to H-E-E-N-T? The claimant has a normal cephalic atraumatic head. No scleroderis was noted or conjunctival petechiae. The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be grossly normal. However, the claimant does have a left lateral gaze outward of his left eye, and left eye cataract was noted. No oral pharyngeal erythema, exudae, or other lesions were noted. External auditory canals were normal in appearance, and no lesions in the nares was noted. Pupils were not equally round and reacted to light, and extraocular movements were abnormal. Visual acuity was grossly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly abnormal, especially for the left side. Snellen vision. OD uncorrected is 20/70. Pinhole is 20/70. OS uncorrected is 20/blind. Mononuclear uncorrected is 20/70. The claimant did not present with any glasses at this time. Could you please drop down to cranial nerves? Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact except for mild decrease in the 4th, 6th, and 3rd cranial nerves secondary to abnormal extraocular movements. Could you please drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant had no palpable muscle spasms or tenderness. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or deformity was noted, except for the left knee where the claimant looks like he has had surgeries. There is a left lateral 3-centimeter vertical scar where a open reduction internal fixation was performed to fix his left knee secondary to a fracture. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. The claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 90 degrees bilaterally, and in the supine position was 80 degrees bilaterally. Sensory examination was normal to light touch throughout the body. There is mildly decreased range of motion and flexion of the left knee at 130 degrees, and the right was at 150 degrees. The claimant was able to squat and get up on his own. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant has no difficulty walking on his heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a normal tandem rate. He could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices, he requires no assisted devices at this time. Neurological, grip strength was plus 5 over 5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal at plus 2. Sensory examination was normal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was normal. There is no evidence of muscle wasting or muscle spasms. Muscle strength was plus 5 over 5 for all tested areas. Fine and dexter finger control is normal bilaterally. X-rays of the lumbar sacral spine, no acute findings. X-rays of the left knee, no acute findings. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. The claimant hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction of the left knee and ankle, as well as problems with both eyes. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is mildly restricted, secondary to decreased vision. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but some mild fatigue. The claimant has severe limitations in his visual field as well as his visual acuity, and has difficulty estimating depth. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to left eye blindness and problems with right eye vision at this time. Probable diagnoses. Number one, left eye blindness with decreased right eye vision secondary to glaucoma, confirmed with medical records and physical examination. Number two, lumbar sacral back pain secondary to compression fractures of L3, confirmed with medical records and x-rays. The claimant has a normal physical exam at this time and appears to be doing fairly well. Number three, left rotator cuff tear of shoulder has not been treated but was confirmed with an MRI. He does have decreased range of motion of both shoulders, and abduction and forward elevation was only at 70 degrees bilaterally. Allegation number four, left knee repair secondary to a tibial fracture and history of left ankle fracture, confirmed with physical examination. Grossly normal physical exam at this time, appears to be functioning very well. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by a name of Noe Sandoval.